Our story begins at the Algonquin, where Blake has just knocked on Matt's door.
Who's there?
Matt, it's me, Blake. I'm back from France and I really want to see you. Will you please open the door?
Blake, I don't want to see you.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
You can't hide from me forever, you know. I miss you. I need to see you.
Now is not a good time. I'm sorry.
Then when is a good time, Matt? Your brother is alive. What better time to embrace all the good things in our lives?
What? What did you say? My brother is alive?
Yes, Matt. Mac is alive. I guess you didn't get any of Todd's messages.
I haven't listened to any of my messages since I got home. I just don't feel like dealing with anyone these days. How can Mac be alive? I don't understand.
Apparently he was at St. John Hospital for the past few months until they finally released him. Look, can I please come in? We need to talk. I can give you all the details about Mac and tell you about my Aunt Simone. Please?
I'm sorry, Blake. No. Thanks for stopping by.
I'm not going to give up, Matt. I won't.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex is talking with Perry.
It feels so weird being in the office today. I really hated to leave Mac and Raven.
This must be the happiest day of Raven's life, to be reunited with Mac.
I'm so happy for them and for me. I thought about Mac's death every day and how he left things between us. Now we'll have another chance to patch things up.
Do you think he'll accept the two of us together now?
I know he will, Per. In time. Let's just focus on him getting well again, and I know the rest will come.
Rex, I haven't seen you this happy in a long time.
Mac has been such a huge part of my life. Even with all the amazing stuff happening, like you and I moving in together, knowing that he was gone put a cloud on it for me. I just kept thinking about what I would have done differently with him.
Well, you have a second chance now, and I'll support you, whatever you decide to do.
Have I told you lately how amazing you are, Per?
Yes, but don't ever stop, please. I feel like my ego has taken such a beating over the last year.
I know you've been through a lot, but I did get a glimpse of the old Perry when we were having dinner with Kyle Carpenter.
Can you believe the nerve of that guy? He's so full of himself.
I know. He can be a piece of work sometimes. I kind of felt a competitive vibe between the two of you.
His ego is so huge. I just get the urge to knock him down a peg or two. Does that make me a bad person?
No, only human. I told you about my visit with that little boy, Gregory. Perry, he is adorable. I feel so bad for him.
So do I. What a hard life he's had for such a young boy.
I got the pictures back from the lab. Take a look at these.
Oh my God, he's so adorable. He kind of reminds me of myself at that age.
I take it you were adorable then too?
Of course I was. So what's going to happen to this kid?
I don't know. He'll stay in the state's care until they find a new set of foster parents for him. If they do at all. The social worker was telling me that prospective parents are usually looking for babies and not someone's Gregory's age.
You know, when I first heard about this, I couldn't help but think of what my mom told me just before she died. I put it out of my mind then, and I've tried not to think about it. But I guess I was lucky to have been adopted. A lot of kids aren't.
And what have you been thinking? Do you want to find your birth parents?
You know, Rex, I may change my mind someday, but as of right now, I just don't think it's a good idea. With all that we've been through in the past year, I don't want to take a chance of bringing yet another bad thing into our lives.
Well, if you change your mind, I'll do anything I can to help. All you have to do is say the word.
At her apartment, Nurse Wanda Grimm is dusting her furniture, listening to a Smokey Robinson CD full blast.
My mama told me you better shop around. Is that someone at the door?
Finally what? What do you want?
I've been banging on your door for 10 whole minutes. Before that, I was banging on your floor and my ceiling with my broom handle.
And just what is it that you need so desperately?
How about a little peace and quiet? Do you have a hearing problem or something? No one in the world needs to have music that loud.
What is your problem? That was Smokey Robinson, you wench. How could anybody have a problem with old Smokey?
Well, I do, and I have a problem with you. So keep it down in here, will you?
Well, I just have one thing to say to you then.
My mama
told me,
you better shop around. You better shop around.
At Wilson's Diner, Zoe is alone at a corner table when Andrew walks up.
Hey there. Didn't I just see you at this table the other day?
You mean when you blurted out that Stacy's father was having an affair? Yes, that was me.
How do you even know Stacy anyway? And what is it to you?
Is there a reason you're talking to me? Because I don't want to be talking to you.
Hey, I just walked in to get a bite to eat, and I thought I'd be friendly. So shoot me next time.
Look, I'm on a short break from the hospital where I'm working a double shift today, so I'm not really in the mood to chat with you. What is your name anyway?
It's Andrew. Andrew Jones.
Jones? Wait a minute, I know who you are. You're Alexander Jones's brother. I remember seeing your picture in the paper last year. You're the guy Dan Levin beat up.
Oh, wow, good news travels fast, I guess.
Oh, my God, that means you're my uncle.
Excuse me? I've been called lots of things, like a cheat, a louse, a gigolo, but never an uncle before.
Are you telling me you don't know the family secret? Adriana Cummings is my mother.
Well, looky here, if it isn't my favorite psych ward nurse.
Could this day get any worse?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.